Distorted View Daily proudly presents another great moment from Talk Sex with Sue Johansson.
Now, have you got a question?
Yes. Now, my husband Ben was questioning. I have quite a lot of pubic hair, and he was wanting me to get rid of that to see if that maybe made him feel better. And so I was going to try. I tried the shaving thing, but I had some ingrowns come through.
I know.
So I was thinking of maybe trying a product I heard of at the store called Nair.
No, it's not designed for genitals. And I wouldn't use it on your genitals, not at all. At Bikini Wax, if you're determined to do this, if you are absolutely determined to do this, then a Bikini Wax is the best way.
But wouldn't that be painful?
Well, from my perspective, yes. But, you know, if you're determined to do it, you just grit your teeth and hold on, and that's it.
Well, is that the only way? Or do you think
How
can I shave it without getting the ingrown?
You can't.
Why not?
Well, because when you shave off the hair, you lop off the top of the hair follicle, and you get an infection.
So maybe if I put a little alcohol on there, maybe that could keep it from getting infection?
Ouch. Pubic hair is an aphrodisiac for men. Female pubic hair, if you're into heterosexual, female pubic hair contains our genital odors, which is very distinctive. Every woman is different. And so that is a turn-on for your partner.
Hey, freaks, it's Wednesday, September 2nd, 2015. Coming up on the program today, Tranime blowjobs. Plus, Glenn Miller has been found guilty, surprise, surprise, when dumb people fake pregnancies, and Toddler Fight Club. All of this plus your voicemails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
I remember him jamming his fucking cock down my throat so hard that I was like, oh my God.
Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you back for the Wednesday edition of DV. Got a good one for you. Do you think that was a legit call to talk sex with Sue, or was it a prank call? Because to me, it sounded like a teenage boy trying to do an old woman voice. I've got mounds and mounds of pubic hair. My husband doesn't want anything to do with it. He says it's a greasy tuft, and it smells. He says there's an odor to it. He doesn't care how I get rid of it. He says take fistfuls of it and just rip it out by the roots. Then I get the ingrown hairs on my pussy lips. I don't know what to do, so you gotta help me. All right, Sue doesn't care, though. She'll answer anything. Like, you can't shock or throw Sue off. I wish she was still on the air, because I feel like if she got a phone call, someone trying to prank her, hey, Sue, fuck her right in the pussy! Sue wouldn't bat an eye. She would say, yes, that is how you fuck a woman, right in the pussy. You stick your dick in the pussy and you give it to her. You fuck her hard. Fuck her right. You fuck her right in the pussy. Very good call. Thank you for chiming in. Some people don't know this. Next caller, LeBaron, wants to know about fucking his boyfriend with raw meat. Good old Sue Johansson. You have to be careful with that pussy hair. And also hair inside of your pussy. What? Yeah, someone posted a link to XO Jane, which is like a woman's lifestyle blog. And one of the columns is, "It Happened to Me." I guess where girls relay their pussy horror stories or something. Apparently this woman went to her OBGYN, you know, just for a checkup. She was noticing she had some dull pain in her cunt. And she thought, huh, that's kind of strange. I'm going to bring that up with my doctor. So the doctor, I'm reading now. She began the exam and immediately starts muttering to herself, what is that? That's something you don't want to hear from your doctor. What the hell is that? I've never seen anything like that. What the heck is that thing? Suddenly, she remembers that my vag is actually attached to a real live human and looks up and asks, do you use tampons? My immediate answer was, no, I'm a Diva Cup girl. But then, she remembered that, you know, she used a few tampons during her last cycle, like during an emergency. She's at work or something. She didn't have her Diva Cup with her. So the doctor was like, oh, yeah, you've got a tampon fiber stuck up there. And she said, I'm going to try to tease them out. Right? She, like, just grabbed tweezers and scissors. She's got her, you know, legs up in stirrups, and she's got a giant metal speculum prying open her vag, and now scissors are being inserted. So then the doctor is using her tweezers. She pulls out a glob about 2 inches long that's furry. It's obviously not tampon fibers, right? A big furry glob of hair. And that's when the woman realized what she was looking at. And I'm reading again from the article here. Holy shit, that is cat hair. There's been a ball of cat hair inside me for a month. That is cat hair. And it was in my vagina. A hairball has been causing my discomfort. Holy shit. She does, in fact, have a cat. And she actually says, it looks like the piles of goo that Donut, that's her cat's name, hacks up every few days. So her theory is this. It says here, I'm not very good at making the bed every day, so Cricket and Donut have free reign. My fiancé and I don't use condoms, so it would be easy for him to unknowingly have some cat hair on his penis. And during sex, he's scooping the cat hair and depositing it into her pussy. She says she no longer allows the cats to sleep on the bed. And also, she, I guess, got on Amazon and bought herself a home speculum so she can, you know, crank that thing open and take a peek in if she gets any, you know, if she feels any more discomfort. You know, pull out the cat pussy hair herself. All right, so there you go. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Ladies, have you found anything weird in your pussy? I know I've got a very deep belly button, and I'll find stuff in there. Crackers sometimes. Lint, obviously. You'd think women would have this issue more often, though, because stuff's always going up in the pussy. Things are coming out, going in, tampons, fingers, dicks, sex toys, sponges, you know, all that stuff. Might track some dirt in. DV Lady Freaks, call into the voicemail line and share your pussy horror stories. Moving on, I have been holding off talking about Glenn Miller, our good friend and soon-to-be death row inmate. But yes, a verdict has been handed down in the trial of Glenn Miller. You know, Glenn, we talked to Glenn several years ago before he shot up the Jewish Center. I may have implanted that thought into his little tiny brain.
But Christ said in St. John 8:44 that Jews are the children of Satan. So who do you believe, Christ or the Jews?
Christ.
So become Jew-wise at DavidDuke.com.
I love that he's advertising David Duke's website. See, that was one of Glenn Miller's political ads when he was running for Congress. You know, he gives out his phone number at the end of all of his political ads. I wonder if it's still... if it still works. Obviously, Glenn's not going to pick up the phone, but he's got a wife. I'd like to check in and see how she's doing. So let's just pull up Skype here and see if we can get a hold of... Jesus Christ. The second I get on Skype, people start calling me. Who is this?
Yeah, my name is... And I recently got charged $35 by your company, and I do not have anything to
do. Oh, boy. Here we go, freaks.
Your company, and I'd like to know why.
I don't know. You obviously signed up for it, or someone who uses your PayPal account signed up for it.
I'm sorry, sir, but I do not use PayPal. It came out of my credit card.
Okay, well, send an email to the proper channels and we'll go, you know, we'll fix it. I'll look into it. What is your email address?
@gmail.com.
All right, let's
do you high.
Excuse me?
You do high-speed internet in New York?
No, I'm not an internet provider. It has nothing to do... You're very confused here. Hold on.
I don't subscribe to anything.
Let's see. You signed up on March 1st, and then I have a bunch of emails from you. You want to share your location. You sent a link to me to a soda pop thing. Video. This is for the Distorted View show. Are you familiar with that site?
Okay. Okay, the only reason that I was confused is because the phone number the bank gave me for this charge was this number. And I looked up that number on White Pages and got a man at New York bandwidth company. So that's what got me confused.
Okay, all right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got bad information either from the bank or from Google.
Well, this is the phone number I use when I'm doing like live shows and stuff. So that's probably why it listed that.
Yeah. No. It's who am I speaking to?
This is Tim.
Tim, I'll be goddamn.
You just happened to catch me when I had Skype on because I was trying to call. I don't know if you remember Glenn Miller from.
I've been a member for 10 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, his phone number, I was wanted to see if it was still active. I wanted to talk to his wife. So I was just calling her, and I just got a phone call from you. I was like, oh, let's see who this is.
My nipples are hard, dude, from talking
to you. Wow. Glad I could help.
You've got me through many miles of boredom driving a truck.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Well, I was concerned when you started screaming at me. I wasn't sure if someone used your account.
I either got bad information from my bank or from Google looking up the phone number I was given by the bank.
So, no worries.
High speed internet in New York, and I don't even live in New York. I was ready to kill.
Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
Now I have to try to explain to my wife what it's for, right?
Oh, shit. Good luck with that.
Hey, Jim, you keep up the good work, and you've got me for life. As soon as I get a couple more dollars, I'm going to sign up more. But you know everybody says that, right?
Yeah. I'll believe it when I see it. But thank you so much, by the way, for being a member, and really, really appreciate it.
You got my 35, and it's well spent. Thank you, Jim.
Cool. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
That was unexpected. Sounds nothing like Glenn Miller's wife. You heard that. I turned on Skype, and immediately I get a phone call. This guy was just so angry because he was being charged for some internet service he didn't know about. And he was waiting for me to get online to Skype so he could bitch at me. Glad that phone call had a happy ending. That guy sounds like he could possibly fuck me up. Like he could track me down. All right. So do we want to do this still? Do we want to call Glenn Miller's wife? I have a feeling this phone number's not going to work, but let's see, it's 417-463-da-da-da-da-da-do. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you can find this number online. Yeah, I'm calling to get Jewwise. I was told this was the Jewwise hotline. No dice. Yeah, okay. Glenn Miller's wife, she's probably in a fucking mental asylum at this point. So if you don't know, the white supremacist Frazier Glenn Miller was convicted of murder and other charges in last year's shooting death of three people at two Jewish community centers. How did Glenn Miller take the conviction? Well, he promptly gave the jurors a Nazi salute after they convicted him. And he was like, good, this will allow me to die a martyr. So this is really the best possible outcome. After the verdict, Miller, 74, said, the fat lady just sang. And then he raised his right arm in the Nazi salute. As jurors were filing out of the courtroom, he said, you probably won't sleep tonight. No, I think they're going to be fine. It pisses me off because when I interviewed Glenn Miller and I just mentioned exterminating the Jews, he was all like, what? Who said anything about exterminating? I know I didn't say anything about exterminating. Those are your words, not mine. Now he's giving Nazi salutes, saying he's a martyr, saying he's happy he killed the Jews. What? Where was that Glenn Miller? I guess it was because he was running for office. He had to tone it down.
Well, all Gentiles are owned by or controlled by Jews because the Jews control the government. They call the shots.
So you're advocating the three E's for Jews. One, expose. Two, export the Jews out of the country. And three, if all else fails, exterminate.
Exterminate? What? I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Whatever gave you that idea?
Whatever gave you that idea? That's ludicrous. That's crazy talk, Tim. 3 years later, he starts hunting down Jews and trying to blow them away. I mean, he failed miserably. He shot up a bunch of Christians. I mean, you know Glenn Miller was representing himself here. Yeah, that's the sign of a crazy fucking person, right? All right, he has no legal education, but he wanted to be his own lawyer. He admitted to killing the three people. He pleaded not guilty, though, saying it was his duty to stop genocide against the white race. None of the victims, though, of course, were Jewish. During his closing arguments, Miller said he'd been floating on a cloud since the killing. Yeah, that's not a good way to garner sympathy. Earlier, he objected when the prosecution alleged he wanted to kill as many people as possible. Miller interjected, I wanted to kill Jews, not people. Miller, who's also known as Frazier Glenn Cross Jr., urged jurors to show great courage and find him not guilty. He said, "You have the power in your hands to inspire the world. You can become a man or woman your forefathers would be proud of for your bravery." That did not happen. Is there some way, was this recorded? I mean, I would love to get a copy of this, if anyone can somehow make that happen. Because throughout the trial, Glenn Miller would just stand up, he would just object to everything, right? There were frequent outbursts by Miller, who objected repeatedly while jurors were out of the courtroom during discussions about what instruction should guide deliberations. At one point he said, "I object to everything, everything that's been said in court, I object to. On the grounds of George Washington, our founding father." That didn't work. At one point, he also scribbled on his little notepad, "Diversity is a code word for white genocide." Yeah, things aren't looking up for Glenn Miller, so he was convicted of all this stuff. Now, sentencing is going to begin on Thursday. So hopefully, I don't think it's going to take too long to sentence Glenn Miller. It's a pretty easy case to decide. You know, he's super old, though, and a lot of times they won't kill old men. Stay tuned. I'm sure we'll have an update for you. Moving on, a couple pieces of quick audio, and then we will get into the news. I've got a sovereign citizen on the news. The interview does not go well.
I'm here to explain their cause to me. I have a man that goes by J.M. Sovereign Godsent.
J.M. Sovereign Godsent is on live with us. He looks like a pineapple. He's got super dreadlock hair, and it's all sticking up and out, and he's quite possibly under the influence of something. He's from Berkeley.
Mr. Godsent, thank you for joining me. First of all, can you explain to me the concept of being a sovereign citizen, just so we get it straight?
Well, I can be forthright and try not to hurt anybody's feelings about it, but
you just have to explain what it is. There's no hurting feelings here.
It's irrefutable that the life force within us is different from the dead matter. And so therefore we're a soul, and that soul comes from the original source. So we're a spark of the original source. So we all have an original divine nature to us.
Optimus Prime talks about it a lot.
And if we are in harmony with the laws of nature, then that is our sovereign.
So this is a fucking hippie sovereign citizen, something you rarely find.
If that is the case, then why aren't all religious members of society, why aren't all religious lawmakers claiming to be sovereign citizens as well?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. That's a good question. I have no answer for you, so I'm going to bullshit one here.
The thing about it is that one has to be worthy in spirit.
Worthy in spirit.
Of sovereignty and be intelligent enough to not be deceived.
Obviously, members of the clergy wouldn't be worthy of that. I think this guy's argument is like, look, God created the world. This is his kingdom. That's where we're living. We're a citizen of the kingdom of heaven.
He wants us to be a part of his kingdom. His kingdom.
Okay, but wait, let me ask you this.
Why are you continuing this conversation?
Then too. You live in the United States. Do you...
No.
Do you drive...
No, no.
Do you drive on the roads here that are paid for by the federal government?
You're saying some things, but you don't know those. Those are presumptions, okay? You're saying, I live in the United States. That's silly. The United States is a corporation. It's 10 square miles of the District of Columbia, by definition, in the United States Code.
Do you drive on roads paid for by the...
Yeah, look it up in the U.S. Code Book.
Federal government.
I don't drive.
You don't drive.
I lost my license 6 months ago.
I don't stoop to such an activity. Driving is something that is a part of the labor class.
Do you walk on roads paid for by the federal government?
No, I don't.
Paid for by the federal government?
Paid for by people through their taxes that are taken by the federal government and then built.
You're not going to win this fight. You can't. You can't fight with crazy. Hey, real quick, I love playing these English dubbed Japanese anime porns, hentai. I think it's great that we're giving some American voice actors some much needed work. There are many more voice actors than there are voice actor parts. And, you know, fucking Billy West and a few others, Harry Shearer, or, you know, whatever, they gobble up most of the voice work. It's nice when a few scraps fall down for the others to jump at. And here we go. So I've got a hentai video here, redubbed for the American audience.
Let's do it.
Right. The sex is starting. Got two ladies here about to les it up.
Bigger than I thought.
Not really sure what she's referring to here. Maybe her tits, maybe something else.
Your pussy's excited too. Which way do you want to come first?
I guess you could suck on my cock.
Dun dun dun! Plot twist! Yes, this is tranny hentai. She's got a pussy and a penis. I've noticed that the sex noises in Japanese anime are always very juicy and loud. I totally forgot to mention her line read. I guess you can suck on my cock. You know, switching gears for just a second, I was talking about how juicy sometimes these anime sound with the pussy licking and stuff. I've got a good example of that. This is a straight hentai.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right there. I'm going to come right in your mouth.
Your clit's very sensitive, isn't it?
You know this is all your fault, eating me out like that all day long.
Well, then maybe I'll stop eating you out.
That's his cock going, like, jamming into her pussy.
I'm gonna come again! Sodomo!
Damn. Sloshing around in there. I could play this all day, but we've got to move on. Real quick, before we get into the news, this is a very short clip. Some kids have been inhaling laughing gas inside of a car with all of the windows up. So there's a lot of laughing gas, I guess, in the air. Some kid decides, you know what? I want to smoke. Not a good idea. Everyone is immediately ignited. Like, the kid who's actually lighting the cigarette is in the back seat. His whole head goes up in flames. Then you see a giant fireball, and the back of the driver's head is on fire. And then for the next 30 seconds, it's just kids screaming, courtesy of the dash cam. Like, I realize this is horrible. These people are obviously in pain, but listen to the scream. Animals. And the music, come on. You could not have picked a better soundtrack. I want all disaster videos to be re-edited with this music in the background. Let's start with 9/11. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. If you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, let's rectify that situation right now. Become a true and honorable freak and full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts, and more. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Tomorrow we have an exclusive show. Yesterday we did about an hour on that exclusive program. So, a lot of bonus DV, but you gotta sign up, SuperFreakSideshow.com. It is very inexpensive. $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Police in Michigan said a 16-year-old girl is under investigation after she allegedly faked a pregnancy with triplets using a website called Fake a Baby. Wyandotte police said they're investigating after the girl spent 10 months claiming to be pregnant. She is dumb if she didn't think people would start to get a little suspicious after 10 months. All right, yes. Police said they're investigating the girl after she spent 10 months claiming to be pregnant with triplets and backed up her story with fake pregnancy bellies and fake ultrasound pictures that were found to have come from a prank website called Fake a Baby. Police said the girl's actions may have been criminal because she collected thousands of dollars. Oh, she kickstarted this pregnancy. She collected thousands of dollars worth of gifts and donations during the hoax. The girl's boyfriend, Jordan, and his family said they were suspicious when the girl refused to allow them to talk to her doctor. Also, Jordan's gay. The thought of fucking a girl repulses him. He has no idea how his sperm found their way up into her pussy. They're magical little creatures, but after all, she was just supposed to be his fucking beard. All right, the girl's boyfriend, Jordan, 16, and his family said they were suspicious when the girl refused to allow them to talk to her doctor and decided to contact authorities when the girl told them she lost the baby one day before her scheduled C-section. Like, lost as in a, like, miscarriage? Or lost as in I had the baby and then it got away from me. I don't know what the hell happened to it. I think it stole my car. This girl is incredibly dumb. Yeah, I had a miscarriage. I was 9.5 months pregnant. I had a miscarriage. All right, so I told the hotline she has three babies that she's supposed to be full term with and she won't go to the hospital and they don't have heartbeats. So they sent detectives over there and she finally cracked and told the detectives that she lost them at 6 weeks. The family said they're questioning whether the girl was ever pregnant in the first place. I've actually got a local Fox affiliate who reported on this story.
Other news tonight, a teen announces she is pregnant with triplets, sharing the big news with family, friends, even strangers who wanted to help.
But more than 9 months later and still no babies, some were suspicious.
Some were suspicious. Yeah, something's not right here. This whole town is full of morons. Could this get any dumber? Let's take a listen.
Yeah, still a lot of questions here. It's hard to believe that this 16-year-old was able to fake this pregnancy of triplets for so long. She faked it for 10 months, we're told, and was
That's when people finally started putting the pieces of the puzzle together.
Able to do it by a disturbing website called fakeababy.com.
And I was excited, don't get me wrong, but I was scared.
At just 16 years old, Jordan was preparing for his entire life to change.
He's wearing a shirt that says it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Last October, his 16-year-old girlfriend from Wyandotte told him she was pregnant with triplets.
I started looking for jobs as best I could. I was kind of ready to donate all my time.
I was happy.
Oh my God, did you hear that last part? That's the mother of the 16-year-old boy. She's happy. He's going to father a child. Good Christ. All right. I'm on fakeababy.com, the best gag gift on earth, home of the $9.95 fake ultrasound. In addition to, like, fake pregnancy tests and what was the thing I just mentioned here? The ultrasound. You can also get pregnancy bellies, push-up bras. You can also get them in brown and nude colors now. Woo, very nice. So if you want to fake a pregnancy, ensure that your boyfriend doesn't leave you. Go to fakeababy.com. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Michigan. The 87-year-old man police say was soliciting an undercover cop posing as a prostitute will not be prosecuted. Why? Did he break the law? Yes. What could the explanation be for this insanity? Well, it's because of his age, you see. He's an old man. We're going to give him a free pass here. That's ageism right there. This drives me crazy. Here, what would be the purpose in prosecuting him? He did something illegal, and so he should be punished, just like everyone else is for doing the same fucking thing. That isn't ancient. What would be the purpose in prosecuting him? Kent County Prosecutor William Forsyth said September 1st. He wouldn't and shouldn't go to jail. In 87 years without involvement in the criminal justice system has, in my opinion, earned him a pass. Fucking near-deads walking all over the judicial system. Now look, do I think people should be arrested for fucking a prostitute? Probably not, right? But that it's the law right now, and we, you know, should treat everyone equally. Howard Arthur Klein, likely the oldest person ever charged with this crime, was arrested by Grand Rapids police around 10 p.m. on June 26. That's late for an old man like him. Klein was arrested along with two other men and two women, the rest of whom were booked into the Kent County Jail. Klein was not taken into custody due to his age and was arraigned on July 8th. Klein allegedly claimed he thought the woman he approached was someone he knew from church. Not only did he do something illegal, he's coming up with some really bad excuses. Klein faced a maximum of 93 days in the Kent County Jail if convicted. I could see no compelling reason to continue to prosecute Mr. Klein on the ticket he was issued for accosting and soliciting, Forsyth said. He's 87 years old with absolutely no criminal record. Okay, now, if I was trying to buy a prostitute, fuck her brains out in the back of my car, and I got arrested by the cops, do you think I would be prosecuted? Of course! I don't have a criminal record, though. In addition, I'm told he struggles to some degree with dementia. Oh, you know what? He can get his dick up, though. Some degree. That line bothers me. I feel like they just made that up so the public wouldn't be outraged. Like, look, this is an old man. He suffers from dementia, but not really. Like, not, he's some degree of dementia. All right, whatever. Final story we have for you today. Two former employees of a daycare center are accused of instigating and encouraging fights among children there last month, even going so far as to describe what the children were doing on the playground as Fight Club. Union County Prosecutor Grace H. Park said that Erica Kenny, 22, of Cranford, New Jersey, and Shanice White, 28, are charged with fourth-degree child abuse, and Kenny additionally is charged with third-degree endangering the welfare of a child. White and Kenny were charged Friday and Monday, respectively, and are expected to appear in court for the first appearances on Monday. An investigation by the prosecutor's office's Special Victims Unit. Yeah, we all saw that coming. An investigation by the prosecutor's office's Special Victim Unit revealed that the defendants instigated fights among children ages 4 to 6 at the Lightbridge Academy in Cranford on at least one day in mid-August. Kenny is accused of recording video of the fights. Oh, yeah, this is how they were going to make money. Like that old VHS series, Bum Fights. But, you know, we're living in a different time now. They were posting these things on Snapchat. Guys, this is one app where I really am starting to show my age because I have Snapchat, but I don't get it. I don't understand the appeal. Everything that people have sent me, they could have just texted to me. You know, SMS does video now, and I have iMessage. You can send it that. I just don't get it. I don't understand the appeal. Can someone explain Snapchat to me? Oh, I can't believe I said that. All right. So, she was posting these things on Snapchat for her friend. In the video clips, Kenny can be heard referencing the activity as Fight Club, quoting from the book and movie of the same name, and encouraging the children to engage each other physically. Park said that approximately 12 boys and girls at the daycare can be seen in the video clips shoving each other to the ground and attempting to strike each other. The children involved in the fights are not believed to have suffered any serious injuries. Lightbridge Academy, which operates 19 daycare centers in New Jersey, provided the following statement. As parents and caregivers, we are shocked and saddened, blah, blah, blah. While no children were physically harmed, that's how you know this was a shitty Fight Club. Not even a scratch or a bruise? Come on! Established in 1997 under the name Rainbow Academy, Lightbridge provides early education. Okay, let's not make this an advertisement for Lightbridge. Convictions on third-degree criminal charges can result in sentences of 3 to 5 years in state prison. Fourth-degree crimes are punishable by up to 18 months in prison. So there you go. That's what's happening in New Jersey and your world today. Let's do a couple voicemails now and get the hell out of here. All right. Of course, there's a lot of ways to contact me at Distorted View on Twitter / Distorted View Show on Facebook. And, of course, we've got a subreddit over there at r/ Distorted View. That subreddit used to be a little more popular. People would post, you know, links to funny videos and audios, but it's been pretty quiet there recently. If you want to post some funny stuff, get people once again interacting on our subreddit. That would be great. Let's check in with some freaks here.
Hello, Timmy Boo. This is DVU listener Dick Waffle calling in.
Hi, Dick Waffle.
I just listened to your 0729 show. I'm a little behind on the show. Whatever. I was just thinking the part about the sovereign citizen, like that squealy voice bitch that kept complaining about the cop taking her purse.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
And how she was constantly yelling, this is illegal, this is illegal. Well, here's the fucking thing, bitch. You are not a U.S. citizen, as you claim you're not. Therefore, laws do not apply to you. Therefore, he can rape you as much as he fucking wants.
Yeah, I don't think that's true either.
Laws simply do not apply to you, and whatever the fuck laws you're stating, they are not even valid anyway. So.
Well, but the cops still have to follow the laws of the land.
She's boned.
Supposed to.
One way or another. So technically, he can just beat her face in with his fucking police baton and just rape the shit out of her.
No.
As much as he likes.
I think you're about as dumb as the sovereign citizen.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Monotone Depression calling back in.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so yeah, I heard your voicemails going off from your Sunday show. And, like that I'm getting some new fans, being all depressed and stuff. Anyways, about that call that he was coming in about you telling me to kill myself, I was actually a paying member at that point, so you would kill your money, is what you're doing. Oh, this is not a good business model. What are you doing? You're going to be depressed and monotone like me.
I'm suggesting all of my paying members commit suicide. Yeah, it's going to eventually put me out of business. But emotionally, I think I'd be much happier.
You know, Jimmy Boo, Blanche Dubois, sideshow freak. You know what sucks is when you're in a relationship and then you work somewhere and then you... This is going to sound totally horrible, but I guess that's the bonus of having, a fake name, I guess. But, you know, you talk to somebody, you work with somebody who's, A, super smart, funny, and just goddamn attractive as all hell. That really blows. You start to question your own fucking relationships. That shit,
Well, look, you have to understand, the grass is always greener on the other side. You know what I mean?
I feel like a horrible human being right now. But I'll just say it. Like, you want to bang your door. That's just human nature, I guess.
Normal, but think about what would happen after?
All right. Talk later, Tim. Juggle.
Let's say you break up with whoever you're dating, and then you go out with your coworker. All right? So now you're starting a new relationship. You got to learn all about those people. There's like that whole... It's just too long and drawn out, starting new relationships. And then you find out weird things about them. Got to deal with, their quirks and stuff. Just be happy and grateful for what you have and shut the fuck up. Beside, all pussy feels good, right?
So here's what you do. You get...
the strange pussy always feels nice.
On your femur, you know, you get like a tattoo on one leg of your balls hanging out. Mm-hmm. And then on the other leg, like your dickhead hanging out.
Okay.
Right? For like summertime, for short, spring break.
Yeah, it's like that guy we read about on the show. He did that. He got a tattoo of his dick and it comes out down his leg, peeking out from below his shorts.
So remember that show, That's Incredible? We used to sit down as a family, you know, back when that worked, and we watched That's Incredible. And if Eminem was alive back then, they're like, all right, let's bring him out. He's Marshall Mathers, and he can say words really fast. Hi, my name is Chicka Chicka.
Very few people are going to know what the fuck you're talking about. That's Incredible. When was that a show? Was that in the 80s or before, like 70s?
Your application for free meditation is scheduled to be closed.
What?
Please call us now at 877-531-0362.
Gotta get on that. I need my free meds.
Hi, Tim. Sideshow member, Level Lady Cat Lady here. Today, the August 13th show, you were talking about a controversial diet. They included the concentration camp as a suggestion. Well, I have a great diet for you, and it's called the cancer diet.
Oh.
When I was 17, almost 10 years ago, so congrats me, I was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, you're so lucky. I bet you were so thin.
And I couldn't eat anything because of the radiation.
Oh, quit bragging.
And then... my jaw wouldn't fucking open, so I ended up losing about 60 to 70 pounds in about 8 or 9 months. I don't suggest that you go on the cancer diet, but it works.
I don't know how one would acquire cancer. I'm going to stick my head in the microwave tonight. All right. Well, congratulations. I'm so glad that it's been 10 years since you got rid of the big C. And hopefully you're a sideshow member and the cancer will stay away. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 480-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an oh god.
I guess you could suck on my cock.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll be back tomorrow for Sideshow members, and then on Friday for everyone as we end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
It's a beautiful, 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 beautiful day.